stories to inspirational truths. A time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and it is Inspirational Truth time once again. And I greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And may I say to you, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from our house to your house. Merry Christmas. Well, that's the message today, is it not? We hope you have a great day. Surely do. A great day in the Lord, a great day with the Lord, a great day for the Lord. Oh, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for giving us just a little part of this very special day, this very special time of celebration. And I promise you, Debbie and I will do our best, friend. We'll do our best to honor the day and the one this day is about as we celebrate the birth of God's only begotten Son, Mary's virgin-born, Mary's firstborn. And oh, friend, I'll tell you, the one that came to be the Savior of the world. He came as a gift of God to give me and you the gift of eternal life. And if you don't have Him, you don't have it. You can get both Him and it today if you'll trust Him, if you'll just take Him. That's what, again, this program is all about. Debbie's got a beautiful song queued up, ready to go. The title of it is Mary Held the Hands. And it goes on to say that Hold the World, a beautiful, beautiful song. And when she gets done, I'll be reading the book of Hebrews chapter 1, the first four verses of that great epistle. And you say, preach, what in the world is that a Christmas message about? Well, you just pray for me. Give me a little bit of time. Join with me. Stay with me. And I'll do my best to share with you this message on Christmas. Here's Debbie with one of my favorite songs, Mary Held the Hand. Now, it's an awesome thing that she writes about what Mary did. You listen, you pray. If you want any of the projects or in the programs, you write us and let us know.
There sits a young mother holding her child, keeping him warm as she held him close by her side. She watched with amazement in the manger as he lay. I wonder if Mary realized she was she held his
Isn't that a beautiful song? I told you that it was again. If you'd like of any of Debbie's projects, any of these programs, you write us and let us know. You can also visit us on the web at inspirationaltruths.com. I've turned my Bible to the book of Hebrews chapter 1, and I'm going to read, the Lord willing, the first four verses from this great passage. But before I do, I want you to notice something, that it is the epistle, and I believe it is written by the Apostle Paul. It is written to the Hebrews, to his own people. I believe that's why the language of it is as it is. I believe it has his signature on it at the end. I believe that his style and his personality and character rise to the top in this great 13-chapter epistle, just as it does in any other epistle that bears his name, from those that are the epistles to specific churches or his personal letters to specific individuals. And Paul was writing to his own people, and he begins in a remarkable way. He begins in presenting to them something about this child that Debbie just sang about, that Mary gave birth to. And listen now what the writer has to say. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, having these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the express image of his brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself, mark that, will you, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I'm going to talk to you today for just a few moments of time about what Christmas is all about. It's about more than what our secular world is promoting. It's about more than a Black Friday or a Cyber Sunday. It's about more than a rise, a 4% rise in sales receipts over last Christmas season. And isn't it a paradoxical thing to know that the world is trying to divest itself of the very name and of the very one that gives them prosperity? And old friend, that statement there, we're preaching a lot of ways. They're trying to divest themselves of every reference of the one who was born the Son of God, who was God incarnate in the flesh. They're trying to divest themselves from the very one that causes their coffers to prosper and their receipts to soar. It's a sad, sad world that we live in, but Christmas is much more than selling, much more than merchants making a final profit in the year. It's much more than Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer or a jolly fella that says, ho, ho, ho. None of those things in reality are about Christmas. Christmas has been made to be that by so many, many that worship the dollar, many that worship prosperity. But I'm telling you, friend, I like what Joshua said, and I'm going to do a little paraphrase on it. He said that, as for me and my house, we're going to worship the Lord. As for me and my house, here at the Price Place, thank God, we're going to celebrate the birth of the Christ child who was God manifest in the flesh. And you say, preacher, what is Christmas all about? I'll never get it preached, but somewhere along the line, I'll have to hurriedly give you the points that God has stirred my heart to. Well, let me say this, friend. It's not an end, but thank God, it is not an end, but rather a beginning. Do you know what people think? As I was saying, it's the end of their year. It'll determine the sales that take place in the last 4 or 5 weeks of this wonderful year that God has blessed us with. It'll be a make or break time for many, many different merchants. But I'll tell you, though it's an end for them, thank God it was a beginning for me and you. It wasn't a beginning of the life of Christ, but it was the manifestation of God's only begotten Son. Something took place there in that little stable in a city called Bethlehem, in a Judean hillside town, in a nation called Israel, the heart of the earth that God has created. It was something that God planned in an eternity past. And old friend, listen, though it came, though it brought an end to the pregnancy of this virgin by the name of Mary, who was espoused to a man by the name of Joseph, and both of them must have been extremely godly, believing, faith-bearing people, that God chose them to watch over His only begotten Son. Though it was an end of a thing for them, it was just the beginning. Listen, friend, it's not an end, but thank God it's a beginning. It's about more than just it's about more than a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Oh, look, that babe offers nothing to be frightened of. Oh, everybody can approach a baby tickled under its chin and say goo goo, ga ga, or whatever they want to say. But I'm telling you, friend, listen, it's about more than a baby. Jesus grew, the Word of God says, in stature and favor with both men and God, and He became a man, started a public ministry, was coronated by God, was announced by John the Baptist. He lived sinless among us. Oh, friend, He's preached the truth. He lived the truth. He manifested the power that He possessed. He died substitutionally for all mankind. He was buried, and on the third and appointed morning, thank God, He came out from among the dead. Look, it's about more than a baby. It's about He, listen, who died for our sins, who is exalted to the heavens, who is ruling and reigning over all the universe, who will soon return, who is to judge. Oh, thank God, He'll put down all resistance, and He'll establish a kingdom that will endure forever. It's about more than a baby. It's about God's final word to man. Listen to what it said in verse 1 and following. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, watch this now, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Do you know what Christmas is all about? It's all about God's final word to man. That's right. That's right. He used men like Noah as He built an ark to preach His gospel and to appoint to the ark that was to come. Oh, He used Moses, friend, to be the greatest orator, no doubt, that Israel ever had. He used David, the one that slew the Goliath, the bear, and the lion, the prophet, the sign to become the father of His Son, His only begotten Son. Listen, friend. He used Isaiah to record the greatest prophecies that there was to be written, probably, about the suffering of the Savior. Oh, He used multitudes of others to point to the Lamb of God that cometh to take away the sin of the world. But I'll tell you what, friend, listen. Though the Word was in the beginning, though the Word was God, listen, friend, though that these men of old, these great patriarchs, these great prophets, these great men of God spoke about the Son of God, I'll tell you, listen, Jesus was God's final word to man. What child is this, the songwriter said, who's who was born to the Virgin Mary. Listen, he was God's final word to man. Who is this babe? Who is this King of glory? I'll tell you what, if you open your heart, he'll come in and you'll find out. He fulfilled what the prophets had written about him. He's greater than all the prophets. He's the sum and the summation of all that they said. Who is this kid? Who is this child? What is Christmas all about? It's about God's final word to man. And I'll tell you what, we ought to be listening to him and what he said. What's Christmas all about? Well, it's about the creator and sustainer of all the universe that became a babe in Bethlehem. Listen to what Paul goes on to say. Listen now, by whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he hath made the worlds. And let me get a middle part of verse 3, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Listen, what is Christmas all about? Why, it's about the Creator. Who became a creature, and that's something. Well, Debbie sang, Mary held the hands that hold the world. Mary held the hands that hold me and you. Do you know why? In an eternity past, thank God, before God took upon himself the fashion of a man, he spoke all the worlds into existence. And we believe by faith that the worlds were framed. Now watch this, by the word of God. What's Christmas all about, preacher? Well, it's about the Creator and that became a creature. It's about, friend, the God. It's about the God of eternity becoming a babe in Bethlehem. Oh, it's about the Almighty. It's about the Alpha and the Omega. It's about the beginning and the end, being wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. What's Christmas all about, preacher? Well, it's about God being manifest in the flesh. Look at the beginning at verse 3. Who, being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, listen, when men looked upon this man by the name of Jesus, whether it was those whom he had chosen among the multitude to be his apostles, or whether it was his worst accusers, or the ones that crucified him, whether it be those that loved him and knew him intimately, or those that misunderstood him and hated him vehemently. I'm telling you, friend, listen, this was God manifest in the flesh, great without controversy. I believe Paul said to Timothy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifest in the flesh. I believe Paul wrote to the Philippians, and he said in him, speaking of Jesus, was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Remember John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he goes on to say in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. When Thomas said, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us, Jesus said, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known me? And he goes on to say, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Now listen. Listen closely, not in stature, not in shape, for God is incorporeal. John 4:4 says, God is a spirit. And maybe it's John 4:14, but it's in John chapter 4. But God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God's different than we are. But I'll tell you, God became man. God took upon himself the fashion of man, being made in the form of a man. Oh, thank God. Listen, friend. This was God manifest in the flesh. What's Christmas all about, preacher? Well, here's the real essence of this thing. It's about the Savior. Thank God of all mankind. Listen to what he said in the latter part of verse 3. And this is really what Christmas is all about. But all these other things go along with it. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty majesty on high. You know what I want to say right about now? I want to say glory, hallelujah. Listen to what the writer said. When he, thank God, when he, not Muhammad, not Confucius, not Buddha, nor anyone else, but thank God, when he purged our sins, there's no other way to heaven. Christmas is about the Savior. It's not about a Savior. It's about the Savior of the world that entered in through a virgin's womb, that exited through a borrowed tomb. Listen, it's about him who died at Calvary, who bore our sins, who endured our shame, who suffered our pain, that took, bless God, all of the vengeance of an holy and almighty eternal God upon himself, so that wretched, hell-bound, undeserving but completely needing sinners like you and I could be saved. When he, by his own self, there on the cross of Calvary, he cried in the last 3 hours that he was on the cross in the beginning of him, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God forsook him. God there was forsaken. My God, the eternal triune God, some way or another, was separated. Friend, listen, so that man would not be separated from God in eternity, those who would trust Christ and his work by faith. But that's what Christmas is all about. It's about, listen, him who himself purged our sins, and then sat down. You watch that? On the right hand of the majesty on high. Paul was writing to the Hebrews who understood the ceremonial sacrificial services that were established by God for his people at Sinai. He knew that year after year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest had to enter into the holy place at least 2 times. First with the blood of himself for sins for his own self, and then with blood for the sins of the nation whom he represented. And I am here to tell you, friend, that happened year after year. But thank God, once in the last days, Jesus, friend, listen, offered one sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. This same book of Hebrews tells us this. He appeared once in the end of the world to offer himself as a sacrifice for my sin, so that he could put away sin forever. And because his sacrifice was complete, and because it was satisfactory, and because it was final, he sat down, thank God, he sat down to manifest and to testify of a finished work. Oh, look, what's Christmas about? It's also about the worship that the angels gave, the shepherds offered. A man by the name of prophet, by the name of Simeon, offered on a prophetess by the name of Anna. But listen, it's about you receiving the greatest gift that man has ever been offered. Have you ever accepted Christ as your Savior? Most of you, if not all of you, will give and receive gifts. Why don't you that are lost receive the greatest gift offered? You say, preacher, what do I need to do to get it? Just what you do to any other gift, just receive it. Just take it. Christ offers himself. And in offering himself and you receiving him, you get eternal life in him. Would you do that today? On this day, will you accept the greatest gift man has ever been offered? And that's the gift of eternal life that comes in the Son of the only begotten virgin-born Son of God. Won't you take him? Merry Christmas to you. Write and let me know that you made Christmas, really Christmas, this year. Until next time, God bless you as my friend.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1, 800-400-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEVVIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.